On a cold and foggy day in May of 1886, a young doctor named Arthur Conan Doyle set aside his medical practice for the afternoon, took pen in hand, and began to write a mystery novel. The doctor-turned-writer did not realize then what a lasting effect his works would have on literature. Hello, and welcome to two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. My name is Harry Bartell, and I'm proud to say that I was the announcer on the Sherlock Holmes radio series starring Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. There are more true facts available about the real life of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle than all the fictitious conjectures on the written life of Sherlock Holmes. Yet it was Conan Doyle's great detective that brought the author worldwide fame. This saddened Conan Doyle, for he was really a romantic writer who wanted desperately to be recognized through his well-written historical romance novels. But it was not to be. The first short story to appear, A Scandal in Bohemia, was what made the name of Sherlock Holmes a household word. After writing but six short stories, Conan Doyle tired of the great detective. He wanted out, but Conan Doyle's agents, his book publisher, his reading public, and even the author's own mother continued demanding more and more Sherlock Holmes stories. Conan Doyle gave in, spending most of his time devising mystery plots for the great detective to solve, devoting only small periods of time on his other works, all of which he considered more important than Sherlock Holmes. Within months, the popularity of Sherlock Holmes spread worldwide. Conan Doyle was no fool.